Okay, we're starting now in Sefer Ali Shor, the first of three letters. The Ali Shor has three letters which were written. He was the Mashgiach in the Yeshiva Be'er Yaakov, which doesn't exist anymore today, but at that time it was a very popular yeshiva. It's about a 25-minute drive from here towards Petach Tikva. And he was the Mashgiach there, and he had Baruch Hashem many, many years' experience. And in his years' experience there, these are three letters which he felt were crucial in their building of Talmidim. And the first letter he received was from one of his Talmidim, who he starts responding in the following way. My dear friend, I really feel for you, your pain, that you feel that your learning isn't going. I recognize your pain, that you feel the learning isn't going well for you. It's hard for you to focus in the daily shiur. You don't feel that you match up with your chavrusas, and you feel that you've reached a low point, and you're looking for advice how to get out of that situation. That's the situation that this boy was in when he came to take advice from his mashgiach. Yedidi, my dear friend. It's so nice when the rabbi says, my friend. Like, it really gives you a sense that there's someone with you here, you're not alone. In these times, matzavim ke'ele mukhrochim mikodem levarer, you have to do a little history, a little archaeology. Now, where did this all come from? What's the history behind this? How did you get to that situation? And when you understand the reason behind how you got to it, then the answer will come to you very easily. You'll be able to know how to get out of the situation that you got into. Let's contemplate. You feel you're a little bit depressed. You feel that nothing's going your way. So ask yourself the following question. You've been learning now for a few months. You've been working hard. You were enjoying yourself in yeshiva. You had enthusiasm. And then a change took place. There was a switch. Suddenly you feel upset, frustrated. You can't concentrate. You don't feel successful. How can you explain it? What changed? What do you attribute it to? I'm not saying this is necessarily why it happened. There could be other reasons. But here's a suggestion. You're amongst your friends. You came to yeshiva and you're all learning the same Masechet. You're all learning Masechet Pesachim. And you're all listening to a shiur. You're all hearing shiur together. And there's a whole bunch of you in the same shiur. And they're learning by a particular Rebbe. And you're all attempting to understand and go deeper. You're all trying to remember everything that was said. You're trying to ask good questions. You're trying to give a good answer to the question. And as that happens, some people's natural talents come out. Some people are more skilled in certain areas than others. Putting in effort brings out primarily one's intellectual prowess. And putting in effort of coming into Avodas Hashem also brings out other people's spiritual capabilities, their emotional capabilities, and their Avodas Hashem. And as all these positive qualities start coming out in yeshiva, some people in the intellect, some people in the emotion, but as all these qualities start coming out in yeshiva, then whether you like it or not, you start realizing your own limitations. Right? You didn't come to yeshiva for that. You didn't come to judge, and you weren't coming to assess me versus them. But in a natural way, by all being in the same context and learning the same material, then you'll see that other people are more skilled than you in certain areas, in a realm of areas. But you're not choosing to, but you're being compared. Or at least you're comparing yourself. Because you're all on the same topic. You're not comparing if you're in two different schools learning two different subjects, because it's such a wealth of difference that you don't compare. But when you're in the same yeshiva, in the same shiur, learning the same masechet, why is he ahead of me? Why am I behind him? Why did he ask that question? I didn't think of that question. And that, why is he davening with more kavanah? How is he able to get that amount of sleep and less sleep? We're all in the same situation. So then there's a natural comparing that takes place. And you look at your friends, and this guy seems to remember much better than you, and you don't remember as well. This guy seems to understand quickly. He can chop an idea quickly. And for you, it takes many times to review it again and again until you really have a holding on the topic. And so even then, sometimes you're not sure you have it clearly. These two qualities of remembering on the one hand and of understanding quickly on the other hand, what do you have in comparison to them? When you understand an idea, it takes you a lot of effort to understand it, and even if you deepen your understanding, you don't always remember it. But sometimes there's a quality there that takes place. For some people who it takes them a lot more effort to understand something, they put in so much effort that they end up revealing more accuracy than someone who understands it very quickly. Sometimes by virtue of the fact that a person just gets it like that, he misses out on a nuance. He doesn't realize that he's missing out on a basic understanding of what's going on, because by virtue of the fact that he understood it quickly, he didn't have to make sure that every phrase fit in and the tenses of everything fits in and all the words fit in and it fits back into Rashi and it fits back into the Gemara afterwards. Sometimes, not always, sometimes you could have a person who could have both, it could be. But sometimes you have a person who, because he understands so quickly, then he loses out on the other end of having a clarity and a depth of understanding, because he hasn't made sure that it fits into every nuance. Some people remember quickly, some people forget quickly, because they remember like that, but they didn't put an effort, and they'll forget on the other end. When you hold on to something and you've reviewed it many, many times because you want to ensure that you don't forget it, your memory may serve you longer term. Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. Don't only look at it in one way, that everyone else is out there is better than me and I'm worse than everyone else. I'm just adding a point here that he may or may not say, but when it comes to shidduchim, then there's a danger if a person has been out with more than one girl. Because then, let's say he's been out with A, and he's very impressed by a certain aspect of A. And then he goes out with B, and he's very impressed by a certain different aspect of B. And then C. Now, by the time he goes to meet person D, he's saying, okay, so she has to be at least as good as A in A's quality, and at B in B's quality, and at C in C's quality. If he's been out with 10 girls already, it's impossible for him to find the person he's looking for. Because he's looking for some wonder woman who doesn't exist. Because he's trying to compare her to the best of every quality of everyone else. And in a similar vein, that's what happens in yeshiva. You start noticing the great qualities of every other person in the area that they're most skilled at. And then you say, well, he's better than me in this, and he's better than me in this, and he's better than this, and then what am I? I'm worthless. Now it could be, Taka could be, there's some area which you're better than everyone else. Or maybe you're not better than everyone else, but you're well-rounded. That's also a value, you know. You could be well-rounded, that's also a tremendous thing. But you don't notice that. You don't notice what quality or virtue you have in light of the fact that you're always looking at how other people are skilled in a particular area. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBocher B'Torah, Natan Lacha, Kol HaKochot HaDrushim, Kedei Shetekabel Chalkacha B'Torah. This is crucial, this point. When Hashem gave you a mission, He gave you all the skills you need for your mission in this world. Mashal lema hadavar domeh. Let's give a parable to make this idea much clearer. Let's say you work in a team, and you were given a particular job, but you weren't given exactly all the instructions that you need. But you're all sent to this room and that room and this room and that room. How do you know what your job is? So you look at what tools you have in front of you, right? The boss is an intelligent individual, and he knows your skill set, and he's given you the tools that you need to work. So you look at what you have in front of you, and you say, I was given a nail, I was given a hammer. Or someone else says, I was given a computer program which has a bug in it, which I can see is not working. And everyone looks at their particular room, which they see. They'll naturally find something that needs to be worked on there with whatever tools are in front of them. And say, okay, let me get to work. Then you have those people who look over at the guy in the next booth. What have you got over there in your skills? And why didn't I get one of those? And then you start saying, well, how can I do my job if I don't have his tools? Right? Now, that doesn't make any sense, because if you were put in your booth, then you have your tools in front of you that you need to do your job. What's the issue? When you start looking over at other people's skills and their tools, and you say, well, how am I supposed to do my job without his skills? That's silly, right? That's definitely silly. Well, no one would think of those terms when you come to doing a profession. And don't think on those terms when it comes to your avodas Hashem either. Now, when you come to yeshiva, it's hard because it looks like you all have the same job. You're all in the same base medrash, and you're all with the same schedule, and you're all with the same masechta. So it looks like you have the same job. It's not the same as the example I just gave, where you are put in your own booth with your own job, which you have to figure out. It looks like you all have the same job, and you have to all learn the same pace and learn this and daven with the same cover. It looks like the same, but when you understand deeply, you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you particular, individual, the exact skills that you need to fulfill your job. And it's foolish and ridiculous to look at someone else's skills and say, I can't do my job because I don't have his skills. It's true that if you would have his skills, you maybe could do his job well. But you weren't given his job. You were given your job. And here's where a person can reframe the way they view their upset. I'm upset in yeshiva. Why is everyone else at a faster pace than me? I'm upset in yeshiva. How come he understands better than me? I'm upset in yeshiva because he always asks better questions than me. Shush. Shush. He has his job. He has his skills. And you have yours. Now. Let's step back a second. If it's true that you could learn from him a skill and you would be more advanced, then certainly you can pick that up from him and you can do it too, if it's within your capability. So for example, I have an uncle who went to a particular university, which is a good average university. And he had a good friend who was in school with him, who went to an Ivy League university. And my uncle said, I know that I'm at least as clever as him, because we were in class together all the way through school. If he went to an Ivy League, so can I go. And he said, let me try out for that school. It never occurred to him to try out for that university to begin with. He just didn't think about it. But when he saw his friend got in there, he said, I can get in there as well. He went and he applied and he got in. And the rest of his life rolled on from the fact that he had that degree and that position and everything well. That's an example where it could be that you never thought of doing something. You see someone else doing something well. You say, okay, maybe that's fitting for me too. That's a skill that maybe I could use. And you definitely can look at someone else and check if it fits you. Maybe it fits you. And if it does fit you, wonderful, take it on. If it fits you. But if you try and take it on and you see that it's not working, then it's not your skill set. It's not fitting you. So let's give a practical example in yeshiva. Let's say you don't learn throughout the break. And that's very good. You come to yeshiva, you need a break, you're well rested. It's much better for you that way because you are able to learn afternoon seder with more focus. Wonderful. And then as the year goes on, you feel like you're wasting time really. And you see some of your contemporaries, some of your friends, the chaverim, they come to the base medrash during the break time and they're learning part of the break time. And let's say, for example, they're doing an extra chazara of Bekiyas, as well as the night seder chazara, they're doing an extra one. And they really are holding. You can see that on Bekiyas, they are holding all the way through. Because as well as night seder, they do chazara, they also have another chazara they do during the break. An extra chazara they do. And they're holding in the sugyas. They're holding there. They're able to cross-reference things from 10 pages ago, 20 pages ago. And you say to yourself, I wonder if I can do that. You have to check. Not yes, not no. You have to try it out. So you say, well, let me see if I can. And you take on a seder from 2:45 until 3:30 of doing an additional chazara of Bekiyas before you start the next day's Bekiyas. And you start and it's terrible. You're tired then. You're tired during the seder. And it was a big mistake. You say, okay, well, it's good that I tried it out. It was worthwhile trying out. And I see it's not for me. You stop. Then Kaitzman comes. You say, you know what, let me try it again. Maybe now it is fitting for me. And you try and it works very well. Suddenly now, you know, you've developed, you've got a longer span of attention, and you find that you are able to do an extra chazara, 2:45 till 3:30, and you're doing chazara of Bekiyas, and the perek that you did in Kayetz, you know much more clearly than the perek prokem that you did in Elul and Choref. And you say, well, thank God that I saw my friend doing it and copied him, because when it wasn't fitting for me, it wasn't, and it's good that I didn't copy him then, because I would have crashed. But when it was fitting for me, it was a blessing that I did it. Because now, so for sure you are able to look at other people and look at what they're doing and take on from what they're doing. And if it fits your toolbox, wonderful. You'll be able to grow. And if not, that's fine. It's not your job. It was never your job. It was never meant to be your job. Every morning when you make the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzorki. Hashem made me with all the need that I have. Everything that I have, I need, and I'm going to explain myself, and everything I need, I have. And it goes both ways. Let's think about that carefully. Everything that I need, I have. I have all the skills that I need to fulfill my job. I have a particular job in this world, and everything I need for my job, I have. So when God put me in my little booth, and He gave me my individual job, He also gave me all the skills that I need. I have all the skills I need. Everything I need, I have. Now, it also goes the other way around. Has it ever happened to you that you've got some DIY, something that you have to make, right, and you finish making it, and there's an extra screw and an extra bolt and a few extra pieces, and your sister or your mother or your wife says to you, what are those? You go, I don't know, but it seems to be working okay, you know? It seems to be fitting into place. But surely if they gave them to you, you need to use them. You know, I didn't look exactly at the instructions. I just like, I put it together the way that it made sense to me that I should use it. And it seems to be stable. So she says, I'm not so sure. But women have a way of being kind of more logical than men. So you ignore her. And then you know, you put the whole thing up and you put it in place. And then it doesn't fit. Or it starts falling backwards. Or something's not working with it. And she said, are you sure you didn't need to use those pieces that were there? So you say, why don't you look at the instructions? No. Go on, look at the instructions. Okay, fine. And you see that you actually did half of it backwards, right? And you attached it the wrong way. And if you do the right way around, you tucker would need those screws. And it would work perfectly if you just reduce your macho ego and you just look at the instructions the first time. So not only is it true that everything you need, you have, it's also true that everything that you have, you need. If Hashem gave you a particular skill, if Hashem gave you a particular talent, everything that you have, you need to be using in your avodas Hashem. It goes both ways. And therefore, if you notice that you have a particular skill of being able to sing beautifully, of being able to explain ideas clearly, of being able to remember information, of being able to chap understanding very well, maybe you're a very, very patient individual, whatever skills that it is that you find that you have, you have to be asking yourself, how am I using this skill in my avodas Hashem? Because if Hashem gave it to me, He gave it to me for a reason. And I have to be using it as part of my avodas Hashem. Now, it doesn't mean every moment you have to use every skill, right? It could be that you'll use certain skills at different stages in your life, in different areas of your life, for sure. But if you find that you have a particular skill in a certain area, you have to be using it. I'll give you a personal example. You may or may not have noticed, but I have a very childish, silly, playful side to myself. It doesn't always come out in yeshiva, sometimes it does. So I ask myself, if I'm like coming on for 40, yeah, and I still act like a child under certain situations and certain conditions, then why did God make me that my 6 or 7 year old self is still with me when I'm 40? There must be a reason. Most people mature, and when they get to age 40, then their 6 year old stays behind. But when I got to 40, I still have that 6 year old very, very active within me. And it's interesting why that's true. I don't know if you've ever seen me on a trampoline or with my rollerblades, but there's still a side of me which is very childish. And I love it. Like, it gives me chiyus. It gives me chiyus to be childish. Why is that side still with me? So I thought to myself, well, maybe Hashem gave it to me because it enables me to relate to kids really well and play with kids well and then give over Torah concepts to kids very well. So for 4 years, until last year, or until 2 years ago, I was a rabbi of a kindergarten. And I loved every moment of it until the last year I got fed up of it. But for the first 3.5 years, I loved it. I loved it. I would go into the kindergarten 6 times a week, which I was able to make my own hours. So I did it during break time because they go until 2 o'clock. So I would finish Seder at 1:15, and then I would have a few minute break, and then I would go to the kindergarten here on campus. Didn't have to go far. 6 times a week I would go in, 2 times to 3 different kindergartens, and I'll bring my guitar. And I would act out really silly scenes and get them to join me in acting. I would fall on the floor countless times and they would all crack up laughing. And I would play Shir LaMalos of Yosef Karduna and they would all be saying Tehillim with me. And I would teach the Parsha and I would teach Halacha. And I would just do silly random things just for them to have fun. And I really, really enjoyed myself. And they did too. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that silly side to myself, that childish side, it's for a reason. And you have to find, where are you able to use that aspect of gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you in your Avodah Hashem? And, you know, I don't know if that side of myself comes out in my learning of Gemara. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. It dafka does sometimes when I'm being imaginative and like trying to think of cases of what the Gemara could be talking about and making a playful scene in my mind. But even if I wouldn't find a way of expressing it in Gemara, maybe there's another area. But everything that you need, you have. And separately to that, everything you have, you need in your service of Hashem. If you see that something is important to you and therefore you work hard to accomplish it, then now you've made that part of your skill set because you had a particular goal. Separately to that, if you find that you have something, you might not necessarily know why it's there. And then you have to seek out how to use that in your service of Hashem. Okay, one more paragraph. This line is true both in Gashmius and in Ruchnius. Hashem has given you everything that you need, both physically and spiritually. And this is a huge concept. Both physically and spiritually. Many people are aware of the fact that Hashem gave me everything I need financially. If I'm putting in my efforts, and this is the limitation of what I have, then I understand that that's what Hashem wants me to have, and I'll be satisfied with what I have. Obviously, yeah, I'm not talking about someone who's not taking responsibility. Someone who's worked, and he's got enough money for his family, but he doesn't have exactly enough to buy everything, and he's satisfied, and he says, Hashem, I put in my ishtadlus, and this is what you gave me. Hashem, I will be grateful for everything that you've given me, and if sometimes that means I have losses, I take it in good health. I'm mistapek, but what I have, I'm satisfied. I know that Hashem gives me exactly what I need. And if some years I have more abundance and some years I have poverty, Hashem, I know that in every stage you're going to give me exactly what I need to serve you. Shasali kol tzorki. That's true on the physical level. It's also true on the spiritual level. If I right now am having a hard time understanding, and for me to learn takes 3, 4, 5, 6 times to understand what for someone else he gets on the first time, that's also exactly what Hashem has determined for me. Now also here, you have to put in your shtadlus. If you're not doing a chazorah, yeah, and you're saying, oh, I don't understand or remember well, that's not, you can't blame God for that. You can't say, shasali kotzoki, I don't remember my learning. You're not doing a chazorah. You have to be doing all your, in the same way as financially, you can't say, I didn't put in any effort, but if God wants me to starve, so I'll starve. No, no, no. God wants you to be fed and work. So too in ruchnius. God wants you to be successful and work. And if you've put in your work, and you've done chazorah, and you've learned at a good pace, and you're keeping up, whatever, you have to get guidance, you know, to understand what the best way to learn, and you have to try out different methods, what works for you. Once you've put in ishtadlus, in the spiritual, let's talk about davening. It will be ridiculous for a person to say, I tried having kavana, it doesn't work for me. Did you try having kavana? Yes, I tried. How did you try having kavana? Well, when I was in kindergarten, they said, imagine God before you when you daven. And I tried doing that, and I had a hashkafic question of, surely God doesn't have a form. And so I left that question to Tzoruch Iyun. And since then, I haven't really had kavan. Okay, so I don't know if that's considered trying. But it was trying, you know, on a five-year-old level with a hashkafic question, and you left as a Tzoruch Iyun. That's not considered trying. So you can't say, God, I tried having kavan, it didn't work. You didn't put in the effort. So both in the Gashmius and in the Ruchnius, you have to ensure that with whatever you have, maybe you don't have all the information, maybe you never met a great Rebbe who will be able to explain to you clearly, maybe you haven't found a particular book, maybe, you know, there's always new things that will come your way. But with whatever you have at the moment, you put in the maximum effort that you have, both in Gashmius and in Ruchnius, and you can say, Hashem, you have given me exactly what I need to fulfill my mission in this world. And stop looking at other people, unless you can pick up something from them which will be helpful for you. Then you can look at other people. But if you're looking at other people and you're just disappointed, why not like that? And you try doing it, it didn't work for you, that's not your mission. Why are you looking there? You have a job in front of you, do your job. Both in the Gashmius and in the Ruchnius. Do what's in front of you. Kol hadarushli lezakot lechelki haTorah, Hashem yitbarach natanli. Everything that I need to fulfill my mission in this world, Hashem, blessed be He, has given me. To be continued with Hashem tomorrow.